Earl playing tennis at 3 and didn't bring his clothes with him.
I'm bullying at 1.
So with that, I'll open the meeting. Roll call's been done. I need a motion on approval of the minutes from the last meeting.
Move.
First by Earl. Second, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any public people here? No, other than us. Person pushing here? No. Clerk report.
I have a question.
Not yet.
No, it's a question about approval of the minutes.
Okay.
And that, can we approve them? Do we have enough of a quorum? We do, okay.
No.
Just checking?
No way.
Kind of like a...
Clerk report, go ahead.
Hey guys, how y'all doing today?
Good.
We're good.
You don't want me to read it, right?
No.
Just tell you a little bit about what's going on?
The highlights.
We got the windscreens up, as you've seen, behind 2 and 3. Not the one-on-one, I actually have it for already. I just have to get a little help getting the one-on-one up. I have 2 more on order for the back of 2 and 3, and that should take care of all the scrappy, ugly windscreens, finally, after the hurricane. In December, I put a lot of clay down. I redid 2 and 3, and then this weekend I put clay on 13 and 14. Last weekend, and this weekend I'm doing 7 and 8.
Okay.
So that's about what's going on over there.
And congratulations on your new ball picker-upper.
Thank you. That was a gift from the women's teams, and
wow.
that thing's great.
So that's going to cut down how many billions of balls you've picked up over your
life? Yeah, I'm picking them up. I'm just picking them up more efficiently. You get more lesson time. It's good.
That's the only problem. If you're one-on-one with him, it doesn't take any time at all to get the balls up, so you can't rest.
Yeah, I put a hurting on
it. Yeah, it pulls in a bunch of balls at the same time.
Nice.
Any questions about anything?
How's the membership going?
I think pretty good, Renee.
Yeah, everything's pretty fluid.
It stays about the same, doesn't it?
Yeah, some months
just,
we lose some months we gain some.
Just goes like this, just right in here.
How many members we at right now?
Oh gosh.
It was in the
email. Like 237 memberships.
230.
Yeah, it just stays in
there. Stays
area.
Pretty much there.
So we got a couple new ones this month, but I also had a couple people that... I got a lady who got a shoulder surgery, so she's going to wait 6 months, Misty Girolami, and...
Like Pam Reed, she's not playing anymore.
Pam Reed, all of a sudden, after all these years, says she's not playing tennis. That was a...
Yeah.
That was a big shock, wasn't it? That's like losing a family member.
I know. Little brat.
I know. I mean...
We're all getting older.
So...
Well, you had problems with the sprinklers. Is that all straightened out?
Yeah. I mean, my sprinklers are working pretty good. I mean, I have an irrigation guy. That I've been using. He's really good.
I thought we were going to put in new guys.
They're working on it. The problem was they just kept getting huge bids. Everybody just to make our sprinklers get safer and shorter. We're over 10,000, and we're like, we need to find something we can
afford.
The last bid that Steve Wood is working on that project. He's with our Parks Ops Division.
We're just trying to get the price.
The last
down.
Bid we got was more reasonable. So we'll be able to do that.
Okay.
But yeah, we're going to lower those heads.
Were you done, Jason?
No, I'm done. I'll jump back in.
Okay. We're tag team.
Kathy and I were on site. Those are things we looked at. We were out there 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And just looked at a number of things. And one was the sprinkler heads. Went through the restroom layout and design, just to basically did a walkthrough.
Update us on that topic, because that's the one.
Yeah, so the update there is that the design is finished, so it should go out to bid shortly. Shortly means probably in the next couple weeks.
Did we get a refrigerator?
Yes.
No. I couldn't do it. Did you get my message when I tried to respond? Okay.
We bought one with
the
Fort K Women's Tennis Association.
I thought there was one we could reappropriate,
yes.
But weren't able to do that.
And then it wasn't the refrigerator.
You know what?
It wasn't. It was the electrical outlet that was bad.
Is that right?
Yeah, because the...
It wasn't bad. It just had to push the button.
The reset?
The reset.
Yeah, the GFI button. Yeah, that's all you have to do.
Nobody's pushed the reset. But that refrigerator was pretty bad anyway. So it was a used one that we had bought, you know, through the Women's Association before. Yeah. So anyway, we got a new one. And that's pretty.
Okay.
Done stinking.
I'll go look at it.
So you're saying that probably by the end of February, the bathroom should be either finished or being worked on?
No.
No, it didn't want to be started, probably.
It should be out for bid probably in the next couple of weeks, and then that's a process.
You have the money, though, right?
Yeah, we got the money.
How much is budgeted for the bathroom?
I want to say $90,000.
Are you doing that at the same time as the sidewalks?
Yes, we're going to do everything, but we're going to do one set of restrooms. Both set of restrooms won't be down. We're going to flip-flop that.
And the pro shop?
Pro shop, we're not doing. Yeah.
Why?
Because of the money, where the bathrooms came in. And we felt like that was a priority.
I can paint the pro shop and do a few things, and we can aesthetically clean that up. They had talked to me about that, you know, I said I would love to have it done, but it's okay still the way it is.
There's no way we can get $3,000-$4,000, and it'd be at the most to retile, carpet that pro shop, and paint it, and just do some basic upgrades to it.
I think once it goes out to bid and we see where we're at, we may be able to reappropriate some of that.
Can you bid it all at the same time? Just incorporate it with the bathrooms and that at the same time.
That was the original plan.
Yeah.
That was the original plan.
I mean, that's the way to go.
Everything always comes in more than you think it will. Even for a little few things.
And we looked at the counters when we were out there.
Right.
I think the problem is with that.
See, the carpet's pretty new.
Yeah, the carpet's fairly new.
But the problem that the members have is that the city's done a wonderful job spending all this money on the tennis facility, but they didn't finish it. And now they're pinching pennies to do this, to do that. And just get it done. The sidewalks, the bathrooms. Now we're going to have beautiful sidewalks, beautiful bathrooms, we've got a beautiful facility, but yet the main corridor to get to these places, it's just horrible. And when we try to piecemeal these little things to death, it's not going to get done. So there's no doubt in my mind, and everybody else's mind, that pro shop will not be done. If it doesn't get put out to bid...
We're so horrible about the pro shop.
Yes. Tell me,
I don't think
so
hard.
It's horrible. Just aesthetically, it's
dated. It's dated.
We got a beautiful facility.
I think we agreed that if we could get the counters, I mean, the painting and that sort of thing, that's something that facilities can support. Our facilities can support. But as far as a complete remodel on that, the funding just...
Most people walk from the door through the other door and out. I mean, if we don't have the money, that's the place.
But we do have the money. It's just a matter of, do we have the will that we want to do it?
Well, they don't have the money, according to them.
They do have the money. We can do it. It's because it doesn't cost that much to do it.
I wish I had it in front of me. I don't have it in front of me. I can revisit it.
What does it take to put it out to bid at the same time with the bathrooms? Because it would be a lot cheaper if we could do it that way.
Because you've got plumbers on one hand, and then you got carpenters on another. So.
But it could be done, you said, though. Right?
No, I didn't say that. I said I'll revisit it to see what can be done.
What do you want done?
It's just dated. We have a beautiful facility, and it's not done. It's just a dated pro shop. Brini spends all day in this dated room that she's doing all of her stuff in, and it's just not aesthetically pleasing to people.
We could hang some chandeliers in there if you like.
I mean, obviously, I'm alone in this discussion, and that's fine, but I think if you take the pulse of most of the members, they would like to have a nice pro shop because it doesn't cost that much to do it. Paint and a little carpet
the
and count, tile
it,
and
it
counters.
Needs, the counters
and
are dated.
The counters is the big thing, and that doesn't take much. But when you talk about doing the other things.
I'll look at the project numbers.
Marble countertops and open concept kitchens. You're watching the Better Homes and Gardens channel too.
To me, the gazebo is
the worst thing.
It's like a map.
Agreed. And that goes back to my point is we just keep piecemealing everything and let's just get it done. And then we don't have to revisit these topics every meeting. And it's just something that the members are, you know, I don't say they're concerned about it, but it gets brought up a lot. Like, Mar, when are they going to do this? When are they going to do that? Because we've been talking about the sidewalks and the bathrooms, my gosh, for the longest time. And nothing.
Well, that's happening.
Yeah, and so finally, I'm glad you said that you brought that up.
They're getting discouraged, though, because at first you said September, and then you said the end of this year, December, and I told them all, oh, it's going to come.
Me too.
Yeah, and now it's January. Now it looks like it's going to be probably March or April before construction starts.
That's not the only CIP project that this department has.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm just saying.
Splash pad going in with restroom renovation at Lily and Bryant. We've just completed an art park. We're building a fort at Fort King. So
I understand that. I understand that, but just the projections have all been off. And I keep going back to the, you know, to the board, and then all the women ask me, and I always tell them what you've said.
Right, because you don't want it to impact, it can't impact your leave.
If they know they would leave, well, you know, you might as well wait till the end of the day league season, because that would probably be better anyway.
And that ends when?
May,
end of April, beginning of May.
Which it looks like it's going to run that way anyway, because, you know, it would be just easier for Reedy and everybody else.
There would definitely be less traffic at that point in time.
Yeah.
End of April.
Yeah.
The weather in January is like it would be in April and May.
Yeah, right. It looks like it might be that way anyway, so.
Yeah. Okay, we beat that to death.
Yep.
Jason, I want to ask, I've noticed in some of the lines on the courts you're getting recessed. In other words, they're below the level of
right. That's
even court one is like that now.
Yeah, 1, 7, or 8 are on my list. If you look on 9-10, Earl and I, you know, Earl told me last week after the rain, and he said that some lines are high, and I mean, the next day we fixed them. But, I have to catch up on 1, 7, and 8 right now, which I'm going to do this weekend.
Okay.
I did 6-4, 13-14 last weekend, and I already done 2, 3, 9, and 10, so I have to do 7, 8, and 1. And those usually get... I mean, you guys aren't there when I'm doing it, but those usually get done on Friday afternoon or Saturday or Sunday when everybody's gone. That's when I do that stuff.
The Fort King Women's Tennis Association, they all said to me to say to you and to you that we think a maintenance person that can maintain the courts and maintain the whole facility. Jason, you're only one person.
You're right.
Okay? You need to hire a maintenance person, sort of like what Jim was, but a maintenance person that can be doing things, cleaning the gazebos, emptying the trash, because I go in that women's bathroom many times and it's just overflowing. And doing stuff like that you don't have time to do. You have 2 hours of maintenance from 1 to 3 every day, and those courts, there's not a soul there. There's no maintenance going on. I know the water, you know, and you have to let the water dry, but there's absolutely no maintenance going on. But if you had a guy you could hire that would go from, let's say, 8 to 4, you know, and he doesn't take a 2-hour lunch break. He works during 1 and 3 on the courts.
I appreciate, that sentiment. First, every morning somebody shows up to the court that's a maintenance guy at 5 a.m. He gets the courts ready. It's not me. And they do a couple times a week, and they do the nights. But the thing I've had with the guys that I hire is they never get it done right. It just never gets done right.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You need to hire somebody that knows what the hell they do.
There's nobody around here that knows clay court stuff.
Yeah.
There's just nobody knows about that. I tried to train Jack. I put a lot into somebody, and I trained him up, and it didn't. And I put a lot into other people. And I had a meeting with them just the other week because, you know, they said, you know, we got a complaint that your lines are covered in the morning. And I'm like, my lines are covered in the morning? That's just one guy not taking a little time to pay attention to details. And I told him, I said, I have to have a meeting with these people because you can't scrape off 4 lines. Because it's just a little bit of problem on where it drains, the side it drains to. Guys, I'm there a lot. You don't see it, but I'm the maintenance guy you want. I'm telling you, I'm the maintenance guy you need. It's just not working out any other way for me. The expenses of adding these new cords and everything we talked about has been way more than we ever thought about. All right? I mean...
So some of the maintenance issues are...
Trash. The trash. I go to put my recycled bottles in there and it's stuffed. I go to wash my hands.
We have these weird trash things that Julie bought that they're half and half and they're tiny and they look like they're big but they're small. Like, so you got a round garbage can and it has two semicircle plastic things in it, not one.
One for recycling, one for trash.
You have to make a decision.
They're empty when they're
full. Yeah, they're empty when they're full. I tell my guys, I say, don't take this whole bag and throw it away when there's nothing in it. Get other garbage, put it in there, fill it up. But if it's more than half,
but they don't
do
that.
You've got two maintenance guys.
I have several part-time maintenance men. I've got.
But they don't do it.
He did it this morning.
Yeah.
Okay. They were all empty this morning. I had 47 women play tennis there this morning.
Okay.
So 47 women come in. You come in at 11:30. The garbage can in the bathroom is probably going to be full.
Yeah.
When you have 47 ladies washing their hands every 15 minutes, you know.
The women's room's tough. You would have thought. You know, men may be messy, but the women's room is the hardest room we've got.
It really is.
It's the hardest room we've got. And you know,
there's one guy that you have. I think he's doing a good job. I don't know if you'd say
big guy.
Yeah, Clinton.
And as soon as we told him about the issue with the lines, he was on it. Yeah. It hasn't been a problem since that day.
You know, he seems to be responsible. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, I've got 25 hours a week being paid to
maintenance
people that are helping me. I mean,
you just don't see them there.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, and I try to explain to people, you know, even when Jim came, he did his stuff in the morning, and then he sat at that desk from 9 when everybody played tennis, and then at 1 o'clock, because Julie was gone, he would go and do the courts. He would just groom and water them. He is not really doing the maintenance, like a serious maintenance. When Jim patched the courts, which we call maintenance, Jim would come in at 4 a.m. He would patch those courts. And that's what he was doing even for me up until recently. He just retired in, 3 months ago?
No, a little longer than that.
4 months? He just said he was done, but he was working for me for years, even after he retired. And I've hired a bunch of people, and they just
good.
Never...
So you're the only one doing court maintenance?
I'm the only one doing the big maintenance. I'm the only one that lays the clay. I'm the only one that fixes the lines.
The others brush the courts?
They brush and line the courts.
Fill up the water jugs. Empty the garbage.
Empty the garbage cans. And then I do the other projects. I had a kid recently who was on BB staff that was helping me. But, you know, I thought he was showing up on drugs. I mean, after a while, I couldn't even count on him. So, he's been gone.
So, where do we find the balance? Because we're here from the Women's Tennis Center.
Listen, I have to tell you all, still, you have to. Listen, you know, it's not a cop-out. But it has been very, very expensive. If you guys have seen how much clay I keep bringing in and bringing in and bringing in, and I put it down, and as soon as it's down, I got to bring it in again. It's been really tough. It's been tough on us, you know.
The costs are a lot more than what they were projected to be.
Right. I mean, we talked.
So why don't we reopen up his contract for negotiations again to take that into consideration?
I would say that's something that we can talk about.
Because I brought that up when we were approving these courts. Costs weren't going to go through the roof where you can no longer be profitable.
Well, we sat in here and talked about just. And nobody was here because this was an open meeting. We talked about lights. Like, I had to negotiate. One of the big things I had to renegotiate was my lights. And they brought in all the bills that they had and showed me and told me what it was. But that wasn't when we had all new courts, and that wasn't had all new lights. It's been $15,000 a year higher than that.
Than what we were told it was going to be.
So, in looking at the contract...
Just that part. Just the lights. Been that much more.
And looking
15,000 more.
It was about 1,200 a month.
Wow.
Under the old lights, and now it's close to $2,400 a month. So maybe that's 12.
Yeah, it's still a lot.
It's at least $1,000 or more a month than we ever thought it would be. And then that's just some of my costs. And then you start talking about more people. It's more hours they work, more people to pay. There's only so much we can do. There's only so much we can do and still have the job and be there and do it.
Lauren, is that something we can do as a board to recommend that the city reopen up its contract negotiation?
I'm not complaining about it, but it's an issue. I just need everybody to understand it's a financial issue
and it's huge.
If
that's
the financial
a lot of money.
Starts to impact
right.
our customer,
right.
And
if we
it's
a,
something
if we,
that we've got to
absolutely. If we as a board make a recommendation
to open up your contract, because Mr. Lauren said, you know, the lines are a little high. I said, I know, I'm going to do them this weekend. They haven't been high forever, you know.
But now we're going from $1,200 a month to $2,400 a month.
No, I get
and the
that.
Last thing we want is to have, you know, one of our
because
managers.
Because it's got
to
give somewhere.
Exactly, it's got to give somewhere. And it's going to give to the members, so.
Right.
I mean, we're here to help
you.
We've
got to find that balance.
And if it can come from us, to you, to hey, let's recommend that we reopen up his contract
well, you know,
and negotiate.
That
would be fine. Lauren, what do you think?
Has some of that been offset by increased lessons that you've been able to do?
Well, the lessons is how everybody there makes a living. It's
the lessons don't have anything to do with it.
We don't mix the lesson stuff with the pro shop, like the memberships, the guest fees. Certain leagues,
but it goes in the same pool.
Well, it does, but we have an operating account,
right?
For Fort King, and then I have my pros and my lead and my stuff where I have to pay them out of and stuff like that. You really got to keep those
separate,
or they. And the one side, you know, is the operational side. It's just a tough side. I mean, that's why the city wanted out of it years ago. That's why the city wanted out of it. Because it cost the city, I think they said $115,000 or
$120,000
plus
some water.
The benefits of two full-time employees to
right.
do it.
Well, you would review that contract, and will you let us know?
I just had somebody suggest to me
status.
When I was talking. Sorry.
Because if we need to, then we're going to make a formal recommendation that be reviewed. But
okay.
Do a cursory exam and report to us next.
I had somebody recommend to me when I was talking to them about the lights, and they said they've done a lot of negotiations with the city because they do bids. They said, why isn't the city selling you power at their cost since you're using it for the public?
And that's said, true, Jason.
And I said, I don't, they suggested that. That was, and I said, listen, I know tennis, but I'm an amateur when it comes to some of these other things. Although I learn every time we have a meeting. I learn a little
more. Well, that's
more
what I'm saying.
Did they indicate that they were getting power at cost?
They indicate that you can negotiate all that stuff.
Yes.
There you go.
There's another thing to look into, if you will.
And you're at $2,400 a month?
I am when I have to start turning my lights on at 5:30, which is just starting to get a little later.
Yeah,
it goes
that's
from about
true.
2100 when it gets dark later to 2400 when it gets dark earlier.
So what I'll do, I'll meet
and
with Kathy.
We had estimated at 22,000 total for the whole year was the figures I was showing.
And they told you it was 12.
No,
the total was 22, and now it's coming in at like 35.
Oh God.
Just for power.
It's not good. We mean
$3,500 per month?
Let me see, 24. No.
You want 24?
No.
You mean
what's
on
20,
an annual
what's
basis?
It's about 2,300 times 12. Okay. I would guess.
We just don't want any of our small business owners that
before.
Do business with the city.
Right. If
money.
The operation's
right.
in its compromising level
I would
service,
say
we've got to find a
balance
here.
I might have been wrong when I said 15, but I bet it's 7,500 to 10 easy for sure.
Per year?
Yes.
7,500.
And that's all the association is feeling, that you can't do it all. And you are trying, and we appreciate that, we do, but you can't do it all. And it's
well,
hard on you.
Well, listen, I, like I said, I don't feel like I'm doing it all. I get a lot of help from the people I've got around me that I can trust.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like that. You know, I call guys in and they come help me. And it's just, we're trying to do that stuff when there's nobody around. You cannot do maintenance on courts when there's nobody around.
Or when there's people.
But I don't think.
Well, there's no maintenance going between 1 and 3. That's what I'm saying. Nobody's there because we can't go in there.
You're thinking maintenance is something different. I have general maintenance every day. Those courts have to be brushed and groomed.
Yeah.
This is my situation last week. I've got these guys talking about how their courts aren't ready as nice as they want at 7 o'clock. But that same day, I had ladies come to the match for a league at 3.
3.
And they come in at 2:30. My courts aren't dry because you haven't given me even time to dry them. They take the liberty of taking brushes out there and they're dragging brushes through puddles. No idea what to do. Just making tons more work for me. Just ruining stuff. And nobody's asking a question, should we do this or should we not? They don't care. Just let me on the damn court. All right? It's the way they feel about it. So these guys want me rushed at 3, but if I rush there,
today?
I can't get him for 7.
That's why it's 3, not 3.
And there was already a match that morning.
Except for 3:30.
I didn't make anybody happy that day.
I got a great relationship with Jason. I mean, him and I battle it out here. Jason and I have a great relationship. Anytime I've needed something, because I captain several teams, and at any night, I'm reserving 3 to 4 courts, almost every night, 3 to 4 courts out there, which encompasses 50, 60 people. And that's why him and I got a great working relationship, and there's things that come up, and he gets it taken care of.
I'd like to say that I played tennis last night, and I reflected on where we were 2 or 3 years ago compared to where we are now. And I looked around the courts. Every court was full. The lighting was beautiful compared to what it used to be. The courts are better maintained than they used to be, but still not perfect. The facility looked good, and I thought, well, this is what it's all about, making it like this. So once we get the bathrooms done...
Moving forward with the restroom renovations, if we can try and find a balance and get some of the little things...
I got to be honest. If you said to me, Jason, these courts and these lines always have to be perfect, I'm just going to get up and go out and say, y'all better find somebody. Okay? Because you're not going to find somebody.
They're not going
to
be perfect.
Well, we've got to remember that, and we deal with the same thing with the golf course, is that... there's a country club expectation for municipal clubs. So we want to offer a high level of service, but there are, it's not a country club per se. But if we can get some of the little things right.
And that is, what you're saying is a big deal, because with the people that have been there with me from years ago that saw what it was and what we are now, they really don't have a lot to say. But the people that have come in since that maybe they're members of some of the other clubs too, that's where some of the issues lie, because they're thinking, you know, this isn't like where the other places we play.
Absolutely, Jason.
You know?
20 years ago,
but I think
ago,
these are good conversations.
They haven't seen the before and after.
Why don't you comment on that? Since
20 years ago, the facility was nothing. I mean, you didn't get the courts brushed, you didn't get the lines done.
I've been here 16 years, by the way.
20, so I came 4 years before you.
Okay.
And then the way that we had, 8 courts, and now how many courts we have, and the leagues that we have. You know, Jason's done a marvelous job, and I count it a privilege that I've been on the board this long and seen. We've been through some hard times. I mean, trying to even get enough money from the members to even, you know, do anything. And now we have, 300 and some? We were lucky to have 100.
I mean, when we took over in 2009, there were 87 memberships.
Yeah.
And now we're over 200. So, I mean, in the last 6 years, I mean, that's huge growth.
So we patched courts all the time. I mean... You just accepted it.
Yeah.
You know, I came from public courts in North Carolina, and these are much better than the courts we
play.
I want you to know.
I agree.
I'm not saying this because I would even call up some people who from Gainesville. They come to me all the time when they come. Since we get teams every day from other places, and they say, come to our courts. Why can't our courts be like this?
Yes.
They're not perfect, but
they're better than the
others. They're that. And, guys, I am conscientious about it. I say, oh, I hate when, see, I ride that car. And if that line bumps over, when I bump over on that car with no shocks, you feel that bump. And I go, well, that line's high. Well, and I said, I just can't stand it because, listen, I can't have anybody getting hurt.
I don't know, I was playing the other day or something, and whoever I was playing with, there was a nail that was up. Was close to the net, wouldn't bother anybody. They called Jason over, and Jason came over, and he hammered the thing. I mean, he's there.
Yeah.
Everybody does it.
And he's going to be getting us more brushes, because I suggested to him, I don't need him to groom the court for me every time I play, but if there was a brush right there, I'll do it myself.
Yeah. I think Earl was going to say, this place he came from, that you had to brush your own court.
Yeah, that was, brush yeah. Court. Yeah, that you, once you played, you brushed it for the next person.
You know.
I mean, that was just, and sometimes if the guy got there early, I said, you go home, I'm going to be here anyway.
You're going to
get
brushes.
Yep. Yeah. Somebody would brush it after each
match. When we were over at St. Pete's for that tournament, for the mixed doubles tournament, every time you finished your match, there was a brush on the court, and you had to brush your court before you left.
Brush and line your court with four people takes less than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
No.
Well, now, the only thing
so you've incorporated that to some extent.
Put some more brushes up.
He's got to get more brushes.
We have about, right. We need about five brushes. We have three.
Graham and I discussed that the last couple of weeks.
As far as the trash cans are out there, mm-hmm. We definitely want to promote and encourage recycling. So I think you're referring to the split lid.
Yep.
Yeah.
If we put separate containers for trash and one for recycle, would that help solve the problem?
Where do we take the recyclables? Is that something that, there's...
You've got recyclables now, right?
No recyclable pickup. Everything goes in the dumpster. There's no receptacle
for
recycle.
We have it.
So there's a split lid that says recycle and trash.
And nobody comes to pick our stuff up.
And nobody picks up recyclables. And
why recycle?
Would be me digging through
the trash. Recyclables would go to the curb with the trash.
It's not recycled.
No, everything goes to the dumpster. Everything goes to the dumpster.
Not everything, but unless I'm missing something, is there somebody who is supposed to be picking something up on my curb from somewhere?
And then that means we have to dig through the garbage.
Yeah, the recycle should be coming by.
The city doesn't pick it up?
They used to. I remember when you used to roll those recycled cans out in front, and they used to come.
When they brought those new garbage cans, they took all those recyclable things on the
and they never went back.
And nobody's
coming. Well, see, that's stupid. I've been really thinking we've been recycling. Oh, that's beyond.
I would.
That's horrible.
Bill Rodriguez will come out and look at the situation and correct that. He's our parks.
Out with that.
He's Julie. He's our Julie.
So. Yeah, and then you have the issue of people putting garbage in the recyclable thing.
Well,
you
know?
It's all right. I mean,
you know, you're educated.
You're not recycling.
Everybody, listen, we recycle at our house. Everybody wants to recycle. There's nothing. We're all for that. We just need some help with how we're going to do it efficiently.
Well, I think having an side by side is one of the problems because then they throw it in the wrong one, the trash.
But
they used to have separate containers, and we'd go over and put the recycle.
You know, those things they bought were like $600 each, and they bought me like five of them. You know,
well,
and
there's your pro shop.
There's cement.
Have we kind of beat this in the ground?
Yes, I agree with
you. So we'd appreciate on our next meeting to bring up these topics as a
good conversations. I think that's the way we get things done. We've got to throw it out on the table.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to, and if anybody here ever wants to see what, like, how we, the process of, like, how we fix the lines and anything, you're welcome to come out. I'm going to do it this Sunday in the afternoon. I can show you how we do it and how much better it looks in, like, an hour.
Do you have a machine to put the nails in the lines, or do you have to physically?
It's called the
No, when you put nails in, now I'll tell you how it's different. Well, now when you have to put a nail in or out, you just hammer it in or out. Now, there is a skill to it. But normally when the lines first go down, a brand new line, they will tap the nail halfway in, all the way down.
Till it's taut.
No, they're just half nails. It's not all the way in. They don't have them all the way in. And then what they do is they take that big roller they have that they roll clay with that we don't have yet, the big heavy one, 2,000 or 3,000 pounds, and they'll roll it down. So they're all
even
the same
height.
Because you can't bang the same every time.
Ah.
Okay.
Makes
so
sense.
You have
things we learn.
Right. And another thing and all that, we'll miss nails. And I'll say, guys, I need you to go put a nail in. They'll pound a nail. Well, you come look at that line after somebody else does it, it'll be dimpled now.
Yeah.
Okay?
They nailed it too.
Because see, that's why I have to do everything. And I'm saying I've just gotten to the point where I just don't trust anybody. Because for me to go do it, I actually, before I do it, I shove a whole bunch more clay under it. And I pound it down and let the clay weed out. And then when it gets there, I flatten it out and smooth it, and then there's no dimple. I mean, it's everything is hard.
But that's what I'm saying. You can't do it all.
Well, I can't, but there's nobody else.
You have got to find another gym. We were going to put the cart in the budget for next year.
Right.
This year, you said you can get by, but you need the roll. You just need the...
If we're gonna get a separate cart and a separate roller, they'll be fine. We don't need that. You know, and you won't spend as much as it if you replace that cart. When you try to get them all in that one, all those things into one unit,
right,
you spend so much more, but you get, it's less, really.
So,
you know.
Okay.
So that cart, but it's going to be the budget for next year.
We're working on that.
What I do now to put that, when I put that electric small roller down, I have to put like 10 bags of 50-pound clay in there to get enough weight. Or another roller just has 2,000 pounds and you just drag it around.
Right.
And then you're good. And that makes a lot of difference when the rains and storms come for the erosion, that you've been able to really compact your clay and it doesn't lose as fast.
Exactly.
And keep it around the line more. So that's something one of the reasons why we do lose a lot of clay is that roller's hard to work with. And I can really only use it to roll new clay in, not to just keep going over all
the
existing clay.
You sent me the roller that you want.
I'll send you again. I'll send you another picture.
You got a different one?
No, same.
Okay.
I think there's two, and there's 2,000 pound, 3,000 pound. I don't think we need I think we can do with the smaller one.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. And we beat that to death. I'd like to bring up something just for inquiry, and that is that when I pick up the tennis magazine and it shows the Fort King teams that have won national things, mm-hmm, and everything, then I look at the newspaper and it's never in there. The baseball leagues that the city works with and all those, that's in the paper. But the tennis is not. So how do we handle that?
I think what Joe's about to tell you is that we have some newspaper clippings of tennis up.
Yeah, I saw it in the paper.
So it does.
In the where it says community applaud or something about applauding the community on accomplishments.
Oh, so not in the sports section.
No. No.
That's where I look for.
Okay. It's been in there.
If the information comes to us, to maybe to Vicki, she can post that on our Facebook page. So social media is an option, mm-hmm, that you have if the standings were sent to us.
Yeah, I mean, that goes through Facebook. We post it. It goes through the USTA Facebook.
But Fort King, we've been, thanks to Jason and the players, we've done really well as far as state and national tournaments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When we go to national tournaments, it's amazing what you hear, like, oh gosh, we got to play Fort King. Absolutely amazing. You play somebody from California, Colorado, Washington State. And when they find out they're playing, you're like, oh shit.
Same in sections.
We got to play Fort King from Florida.
And they represent.
Fort King's here. Oh.
They call. When we win titles here, how many titles from, because they divide it by county. Marion County has this many, but it's never Marion County, it's just Fort King.
That's right. That's right.
Where then when they say Escambia County or Pinellas County, it's all the clubs, 10-20 clubs, you know, in those bigger towns. This is just Fort King.
Yeah.
So if we get that information, we can promote that, we can put it out there.
Yes. You mentioned Fort King.
Not necessarily print media, because
like,
we don't control what goes in the Star Banner, obviously.
But if they're not giving the information, they can't put it in there.
Right.
And the reason being, I figured out there's two reasons behind it. It's the training that these guys get from the pros, okay? And we play all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. People will play at Fort King 2-3 days a week, 4 days a week. Some people play every day. You talk to people around the state or around the country.
They're not playing in Michigan right now, are they?
Right, exactly. They hardly ever play. And that's why Fort King has been so dominant, because of the level of training that we get from the pros.
We might ask Lee. I mean, she's got so much to do now, but you know, she's the one who knows who's that's who I do when I go to do a newsletter. I email her and say, okay, tell me what's up. Who's going where?
Now, where does your newsletter go? Who does that go to?
Just to the Fort King Women's Tennis Association. But I did send it.
Could you copy
the banner?
Is there
a way for us to get that? To,
I did send it to you.
Is there a way for us to get that? Can you get that to Vicky when you?
Maybe I sent it to Vicky.
Mm-hmm.
Vicky. Maybe it was Vicky. Somebody always send it out.
Why don't you send it to the sports editor?
Make it a point to
I did. We went and they didn't do anything with it.
No. I doubt it. But I'm saying Lee is the USTA coordinator. She's not the day league. And I'd be glad to continue to send Vicky the newsletter, but I don't do it but every 2 or 3 months.
I'll just prompt her to be sure that we promote it, get it to our IPO office down at City Hall, and they typically distribute that, you know, based on content.
But I contact Lee, she gives me all her information. I contact Ebony, she gives me all her junior tennis, and then I put it all in this newsletter. Where do you see the newsletter?
Arizona, everywhere.
I just get it from them.
And you know what? When we go to state or national, it's out of our own pocket.
Yeah.
It's not like the city pays our
airfare. Right. That's how it is for every activity.
It's never been.
Okay.
It's just a hobby.
Yeah. Let's go around and see if there's any more comments from the board. Anything?
Just, it's been a pleasure. I really enjoyed my stint. Hope I made a difference. But even if I didn't, I had a good time, met some really nice people, and I'm still going to be very active at Fort King. Thank you all.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We've got 5 positions coming open now. Those have to be filled before the next meeting, correct? So we got to have applications come in and to get them to you, or?
She'll generate that through the clerk's office.
Okay.
If you get them to me, I just phone into the clerk's office and they.
I know a couple of people that have asked me about coming on the board.
Get the ones that bitch all the time.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Where are they at? I never see these people that bitch all the time.
Can you put a sign up that they need more board members and maybe have some apps there?
Yeah.
And you would need to find out whether you have to be
a
city resident and or
use
city utilities.
Would make a difference.
Because when I came on board, they said, "Oops, you can't be on the board." And then they said, "Oh, but do you use any city utilities?" I said, "Yeah, I have city electric." And they said, "Okay, you're good."
And Michelle's going to get that clarification.
Mm-hmm. And so, if I put a sign up at Fort King, applications can come from you.
You can send them to me. I have to send them to the clerk's office.
Why not have some on hand there? So
where do I get
them? I can email to you.
Okay, will you email me?
They can fill them out and then get them to her.
All right, gotcha.
Any comment?
Pardon?
That's
yeah,
it?
Yeah. She's gonna email. Oh no, I.
Okay, you got anything else?
I'm happy.
Nope, it's been a pleasure. I've loved every minute of it, even the bad times.
Ms. Betty and Earl, thank you all for your.
Because we've been through some hard times.
Your certificate.
Trying to get more money for him.
In the mail.
The work. And
with a check.
With the check.
Put the check in the mail. I'm going to donate this back.
Yeah, where's your book?
I have no idea.
Okay, if there's no further business, then I'm going to join the meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.